Hello.
Hey, Paul. It's Bob
Bob?
from RDI. How are you?
I'm okay. Listen, hang on to me for half a minute because I'm between two buildings
it.
And I got a box in my hand.
take your time. Don't worry about it, Paul. I got all the time in the world.
Okay. That's not true, but I appreciate that.
Sure.
Well, we got icy steps, and we're just going out to the shop to do some work out there.
The last thing I want you to do is fall because you're trying to get to me on the phone. So
God,
just take care of yourself there. Don't worry about it.
You probably had some snow already, haven't you?
Yeah, we had an early snow a couple of weeks ago. We got about 4 inches of snow, and then last night, over the last couple of days, we've got about 2-3 inches. No big deal, but not far from here, down the road, down in towards Syracuse, they got like almost 2 feet of snow.
Oh, see, my brother and sister-in-law moved up to Allegheny, Olean. Allegheny, but Olean is the hospital where their daughters are.
Sure.
And,
they probably didn't get too much where they are, I don't think.
They didn't this time, but the week ago or so, like twice, they've gotten 5 to 8 inches.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, when they moved up there to be with their family, I said, oh, the snow. Oh, no, they don't get lake effect snow. Well, now you get 8 inches of snow on Facebook and blames it on lake effect.
believe me, they get... Depending on how the wind blows, but, yeah, they can get it off of Lake Erie pretty easily.
Right, exactly. You know, they're not that far at all from that. So.
No. No, they're almost right in the snow belt.
Exactly.
I was in road sales for many years, and I used to drive all over upstate New York into the Pennsylvania, into northern Ohio and stuff like that. I know where all the snow belts are because I think I hit them all at one point.
Yeah. My ex-wife got stuck in a blizzard. One of those ones, like 4 hours beforehand, they talked about the storm in Sunbury, PA. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And of course, she was an instructor for IBM. He did courses on big mainframe stuff.
Sure.
And I called, and this is when cell phones were just coming out.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Carol, there's a blizzard coming your way. Can you get out? She goes, I can end the class early. So she threw all of her stuff in the car, ended the class early, and then got on the road and said, you know, I can get to the next exit and get gas. Well, before the next exit, a tractor trailer jackknifed. They couldn't get off the highway, and they couldn't send people across the median to get off on the on-ramp because the tractor trailer jackknifed there, too. And she was stuck for 8 hours on the highway, the car running out of gas, and she had to pee because she was waiting to get to that gas station. So she was in misery. You know, she turned on the car, warm it up a little bit, charge her cell phone, shut it off. Fortunately, I had one of those old space blankets in the back.
Right.
And so anyway, it was something she never wanted to do again.
Those sections of the highway there that cut through the north-south through Pennsylvania, they are so dangerous because there's big gaps between one exit and the next one, and it's all like it's like mountainous on both sides. Like you can't. There's no like little like you couldn't just like walk off the highway to go someplace. You got to drive to wherever you're going, and if those roads are clogged up for any reason, there's no chance of getting off of them. Those are scary as hell.
Right, and it's just wood on both sides of the road. You go over the guardrail, it's wood. So
it's a big drop down. Those things, I don't know how they cut those roads, but those roads are so far up in the air in most places that, treacherous as hell. I never liked driving through Pennsylvania at all.
Right.
It's easier in upstate New York or even in, you know, the northern Ohio. Those, they're not so bad, but those north-south through Pennsylvania are terrible.
Yeah. I've never been in Ohio. Now, where we were from, Route 84 going into Pennsylvania. The same way you're talking about. I mean, just cut through the rock. It's a drop.
And that's where you're going to see the dead bear on the side of the road. Like, God forbid that ran out in front of you because you're liable to make a 150-foot plunge and missing it.
There's some sections there that are really, really, I mean, it's beautiful country. I mean, absolutely beautiful. But when you think about a state that's as heavily populated as Pennsylvania and New York, for that matter, when you look at how much there is nothing, there's just, I mean, there's tons of space. There's just not any business. There's no towns, cities, no nothing along there.
Yeah. Well, you know, my fiance moved up here in September, which is why, you know, I'm doing all of this kind of cutting back and everything. And we were going, had to run some errands, went to the bank. So she goes, I just love it up here. And she goes, you know, there's not the development. You don't see, because we went by a development, you know.
Right.
And she goes, that's the first one I've ever seen. I said, well, there's more of them. So I said, they're not right off of the main highway. So I said, it's coming here just like, you know, the way we were in New York, the way it ended up. And I hate the thought that it's going to be that way. You can't stop it.
Right. No,
you know,
it's worse in California. If you go out to California every other year, there's a whole new town where there was nothing before.
Yeah. I believe it. And I haven't been to California since, I think, 1990.
Yeah.
And it's funny when you mention that. Look at, and I haven't seen the new version of it, but that, what is it, in Florida, the where is it where your mother was? No, what was it? What's it called? Like you said, it was Orange Blossom Gardens, and in Leesburg, Florida, and now it's the something, and it's a freaking town with like three fire departments and six golf courses and the villages.
If you're not familiar with Florida, you start driving around there. There's so many wide open spaces out there. Mm-hmm. It's like every place else in this country. You know, we got 350 million people in this country. I think this country could handle another billion without too much trouble. There's space everywhere. But just everything gets congregated in certain areas. But you get away from those congregated areas, there's a lot of wide open space in this country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but if there's no infrastructure, then it's impossible. Yeah. Your electricity and everything else.
They'll build it up, though. California, they all do that. Not upstate New York, not so much anymore. we're pretty much done.
No. Yeah, I agree. And I think, you know, you still have the – and I hate to see farms taken over.
Oh, me too.
You know, and that was where we were in the Hudson Valley. We were all dairy farms.
Yeah.
And I mean, I spent my teenage years working on a dairy farm to save up money to buy a motorcycle, you know?
Sure.
And all of those are developments now. Or maybe not developments, but, you know, 5-acre plots with homes and that sort of thing, individual jobs. But, you know, when I moved to New Hampshire and, like, oh, you're from New York, they think I'm from New York City. I'm like, No. I came from more orchards and I have come from a more agricultural area than you do.
Yeah.
You know?
Where is Hancock?
If you look at a map and look at Keene and Manchester and Concord and make that a triangle, I'm in the middle of that triangle. I'm northeast of Keene.
Okay, so you're away from the ocean.
Yeah. Where's your son?
My son's in Epping.
Okay, yeah. So he's southeast of me, I think.
He sells property all over the state, though. He's one of the few people that works for, Porcupine Real Estate that will go anywhere. He sells lots of – he'll go way up into the North Country. He'll go down to the coast. He'll go to the middle. He doesn't care. He'll go anywhere.
Yeah.
Wherever there's business, he'll go. You know?
Well, and I keep telling Brenda I'd like to sell because, of course, we sold my building in Walden, her house in Middletown. And I said, I'd like to sell this, too, and he says, we're not moving, and buy 100 acres way up in the top of the state with a trout stream on it would be nice.
Sure. Talk to my son.
Now, let me tell you something. At 65 and 67, my back is broken now. I can't do another move.
I'm 73. My wife's 75. And it's one of the things I was – blowing leaves out of my backyard and I stepped on some patch of wet leaves and slipped and hit my knee on a big rock. Not my knee, just below my knee. It's been 10 days, and this freaking thing, I'm on blood thinners and stuff, too. So it not only turned purple, but it still looks that way, and it's been 10
days. Well, it's going to be another 3 months. That's the trouble.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I go to I would never believe in chiropractors, but I got to tell you, a chiropractor probably for at least 10 years has kept me from having surgery for the sciatica.
Me too.
You know?
And I also go for a 90-minute massage every 3 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
okay.
They're the best, let me tell you.
Well,
Brenda's
done
like
that. She had me go. I'm not, I don't know, I guess it's just me being shy. I wasn't all that comfortable with it, but I probably could be, you know.
Yeah, I got used to it pretty quick. At first, not so much, but yeah.
Right.
Now I've been doing a massage. I started out doing a 30-minute, then it went to 60. Now I'm at 90, and I go every 3 weeks, and I look. I can tell when I've missed one, you know, like for some reason or other, there's been a delay. I can I look at the calendar and says, "Oh shit, I'm 4 weeks out now." No wonder I hurt all over the place.
Is this one of the real like deep tissue massages?
Deep tissue. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. They can be kind of painful when you're getting it, right?
Oh yeah, they hurt like hell when it's going on, but. But boy, once she gets through, it's usually I've had chronic migraines and stuff like that too. So when she starts working on my shoulders and my neck, and I mean, there's spots where she hits, and it's like, holy crap, I'm seeing stars. I tell her, listen, even if I whimper a little bit, just keep going. I trust you. Do what you got to do to get that released, because I know that afterwards I'm good for a few weeks with a lot less pain. But it's different. My wife will never go to a chiropractor or for a massage. Won't do it.
I wouldn't do a bone cracker. My guy's one of the low force ones, and he uses some of those like pneumatic tools and stuff.
Yeah, mine's like that too.
But the funny thing is, it was the orthopedic surgeon before I had surgery that suggested that I go to this chiropractor. That blew me out of the water, you know. And he and I become friends, and, you know, it's a visit when we're there. And, it's been a good situation. But, I mean, this move set me back a lot. I mean, so then we went into siding the house and putting new windows in, and I'd go out in the morning, and I'd be out on my feet for 5 minutes after breakfast, and I have to sit down. If I sit for 5 minutes, I'm good for a couple hours. But down to the point where I'm taking a couple Advil every day regardless, and I don't like that. But I'm thinking, again, at 65, two Advil a day, that's not a big deal, I don't think.
Yeah, no, that's not bad at all. I'm at 4. But that's just me. I've got a few years on you. And have you ever tried an inversion table?
I have one. I have one.
Me
but
too.
The only way I can't use it unless I take Brenda out again. Because there's no room to set it up. You know, if that was one of those things that I used, and so then I didn't. And then I got to get on it again, and then I didn't. So
I forget about it. It's in my basement, you know, and it's, I don't go down there all that often. And when I go down there for something, I look at it and say, son of a bitch, why don't I use this more often? It always worked great.
Yeah. Well, you know, Mike, now that I'm sitting here in the shop, my shop is 18 by 36, and part of the deal was and part of the deal bringing her up was she's a quilter, and she's got this big, you know, 11-foot-long quilting machine and everything. So for a while, we're going to split the shop until I can build a building for all of my metalworking and woodworking with a loft for the jewelry. I don't know how much of the more of the jewelry, but I'm not getting rid of my stuff, you know.
Sure.
But the thing is, if we could get that inversion table up here, we could probably make some room. I got to walk through 24 feet of snow to get to my garage to get up over the shop. But,
Jesus.
You know, that's it. If I'm just up here and take 10 minutes and do it. Yeah. I didn't get on it if I was in pain because it hurt me more.
Yeah.
But if you do it, just get used to doing it, you know, and not after a bowl of ice cream.
I could never get to fully inverted.
I don't either.
I get to about 45, and I think I'm pretty good about there. I can't really do too much more than that.
Yeah, that's the way I feel. And I remember when I had my CAT scan, I think the guy that gave that to me, and I'm talking 10 years ago, that he was doing half an hour at a time fully inverted. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, where's that blood going?
Oh, my God. I can't even imagine. I think from having chronic migraines, that much blood in my head would probably kill me.
Yeah, exactly. So, but I feel the difference from the 10 minutes at the 45 or whatever.
Yeah.
I said to my chiropractor, I said, what if I did that like two or three times a day? You know, something like that. He goes, fine. So that might be my next step.
I'm gonna try to remember to do that tonight after work. Just because I know it always helped, and I don't know why I stopped using it. I just get out of the habit, that's all.
Yeah, exactly. It's all habit. You know, when I had mine delivered, again, this was 10, 12 years ago, the UPS guy delivered it, and I came, like, limping out to the truck. He goes, what's the matter with you? I said, sciatica. And I said, that's an inversion table. And he goes, where's it going? I said, up in my bedroom. He goes, I'll take it up for you. Can you imagine?
What a nice guy.
Yeah, he's gone. But what a nice guy at the time. So, anyway. So listen, what I have a customer. I don't know if we're going to be able to help with this or not. I don't really want to set all of these diamonds, but I was thinking if you have something made up. He's looking for 14 karat white tennis bracelet, line bracelet, whatever they're calling them today.
Mm-hmm.
It would be about eight karat total weight with, and this is going to be the hard part, I think, something ready made. EFVF.
I probably would have that in lab grown, but probably not natural.
Right.
Let me just take a look. You're looking for natural, right?
Yes.
Okay. Let me just see.
You're a purist. Willing to spend the money.
Well, then you're not going to find something like that made up. They just, nobody's going to make those kinds of goods up.
Right.
So an 8-carat, the best quality that I have is HISI. And that one is $12,350 in white gold. I mean, it's beautiful.
Right.
If you were to make that up yourself, the mounting, I imagine the mounting has got to be probably $700-$800, maybe more than that even.
I'll bet it's more than that now. I haven't even been buying stuff in this. What size
don't be? Those are going to be, well, let me see what these are. It says we've got, where is it, 43 stones. So let me see here. 8 carats, 8.03 divided by 43. Those are about 19 pointers.
Okay. All right. So then look up and tell me what so I could tell them, well, if I did this and made it up, how much would EFVF 19 pointers be?
I don't even know if I've got that good, but let me see how close I can get to that. Normally, again, we don't get a lot of calls for those, but.
And I told him, I said, you know, the fact that you're, I said, this could be a problem with choices for you. Because
you
have good taste.
So. The 19 pointers that I have are GVS2. So these are 1370 a carat. So I'm going to say that if you were looking for that many matched, you might be in the area of 1600 a carat.
Okay.
Times 8 carats plus your mounting, like your time and everything like that. You're going to have a cost somewhere probably in the range of, I would think, you know, putting some time and putting the mounting together and everything yourself, you're probably going to have a cost of about $16,000 maybe, somewhere around there, $15,000,
$16,000. Right. Yeah, so, I'm not surprised.
So,
well, you know, he's a college phys ed teacher, but I think he took his grandfather's farm and is one of the big licensed marijuana growers. I think that's where.
He's making money like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I would probably suggest if you wanted to show him? We could actually, let me see if I've got that in a lab grown. Because if we have it in a lab grown, you show it to him and say, listen, if we do this in natural,
mm-hmm.
we'd have one custom made for him.
Right.
I could have it made for him, but it would have to go out on invoice. Let me just see.
Sure.
But if he loves this, because that's actually the kind of goods we use in the lab growns.
Mm-hmm.
8 carat white lab growns. Okay. so I've actually got a 7-carat in those goods for $19.50 York cost. I could send you that when you could show it to them and say, listen, the diamonds would be a hair bigger,
right,
but they would look just like this. It would be like,
right,
you know, colorless VS. And just tell him that I'll get a hard number for you, but I'm going to,
yeah,
assume it's probably going to be in that $16,000 range, something,
right,
like that.
Right, right. No, I understand that. Well, keep all that information on your screen there.
Yeah.
I'll get in touch with him later today. Again, he's down home. I'm in New Hampshire, so
sure,
it's not a phone call to come look at it. So
yeah,
let me see. You know, I need to make a trip down and deliver a grandfather clock job and pick some other work up sometime like next week or the week after. So
yeah,
it's getting close with everything, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess it's possible, but I don't know at this late date in the holiday season that I could get that done for Christmas.
Right, right, exactly.
But, you know, obviously you could. I mean, if we could find, you
right,
could order the blanket, the diamonds and stuff like that. We could get that stuff for you.
Right.
But
right,
I don't know if I could get it done. But, man, I'll tell you, if he sees this 7-carat and says, this is perfect, exactly what I want, but in natural,
mm-hmm,
and I'm willing to spend, you know, 8 times more for the natural version of it, then
exactly,
God bless him.
Exactly, yeah, yeah. So, all righty, Bob.
All right.
Thank you so much.
My
I'll
pleasure.
Give a chat to him later, and I'll get back to you if any of this is a go.
Sounds good. All right.
All right. Thanks, Bob. Take care.
Thanks, Bob.
Nice chat.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.